Welcome back. I am out at Bowser Chevy today, my very own studio. Very excited to be here. City Limits back in the home studio. The big boy, Mark Cabali. With all things Steelers in the noon hour, we're going to take a trip around the NFL. Top of the hour, we're going to hear from Ben from his podcast, Never Short of Opinions. But in the meantime, we never finished our six-pack limits. Please crack one. Dan Graziano of ESPN with a huge breaking news story. Russell Wilson expected to remain Steelers starter.
Wow.
Is that what his sources told him? I mean, this is just mind-blowing here. What reporting we have on this one. Really? I never thought this was possible. Limits.
I mean, like, really? Why is this non-story being made a story by the national media? Or maybe it's Dan Graziano, who has been so anti-Tomlin, anti-Steelers.
Has he? I didn't know that, actually.
I think not like so far extreme. Well,
what do you mean?
Yeah,
what exactly
really like
do you mean anti-Tomlin? I mean, I've been highly critical of Tomlin for not winning a playoff game in 7 years. What do you mean by that?
Well, what I mean by that is there are a couple people who like to take a lot of jabs at the Steelers for whether it's being mediocre or saying, oh, Mike Tomlin, he's done such a great job with less. It seems like they're so critical of the Steelers.
Why shouldn't they be?
Well, I mean, I agree that they should, but I feel it's weird, though, that Russell Wilson puts up those two performances that he did, and now people, I mean, the same people who were in Justin Fields' camp, I mean, we've shifted. Why is the national media not shifting as quickly as we have?
You don't think they are?
Well, I think so, but I don't understand why, at the same point, Dan Graziano has to make this big story out of something that seems like nothing. I mean, we all know that Russell Wilson's
the starter.
Yeah, that's
my point. That's my point. Yes, I mean, is that it's characterized as breaking news? I mean, you went into a very wide ranging meaning behind this. I'm not sure I see that. All I see is a guy who is claiming breaking news here on a story. It's like, you know, according to Starkey, the sun is out today. You know, everybody I think knows that. All you got to do is look out the window, right?
Yes.
Come on, Limits, cheer up today, will you? What's going on back there? You've gone silent.
I don't intend to.
Okay.
We're doing well.
All right, we are doing well. We're winning the game so far. There we go. Thank you. And speaking of national media who's actually changing their mind, how about Stink Schlereth, the self-proclaimed Stink Schlereth, who absolutely shredded Russell Wilson. Shredded him in a personal way, I thought. Went too far. Basically said, you know, he talked about toxic positivity with Russell Wilson and how last season was a complete fraud with Russell Wilson. He's still wrong, by the way, as you'll hear in this clip we have. But at least Stink Schlereth, who I like, by the way, is admitting that he too was wrong about Russell Wilson. Where is this from, Limits, and could you play it?
This is from Breakfast Ball on FS1.
I'm going to go ahead and just do this with my chest because I learned that from you, that you got to say it with your chest.
Right?
I learned it from you. Right. So I could sit here. Yeah, the last 2 years in Denver were atrocious. There's no question about that. And you know what? And that's what I based my opinion on the last 2 years. It's a pretty good sample size. He has come into Pittsburgh. They have put him in a great system. They have thrown the ball outside the numbers. That's where they live right now. Those are the things that Russell does well. Throw the balls outside the numbers. See, not a lot of completion or a lot of attempts in the middle of the football field. Outside the numbers and deep. He's as good as anybody throwing the ball outside the numbers, as good as anybody throwing the ball deep, maybe one of the best deep ball passers ever. Now, that sounds like an excuse, right? But he has basically accepted the coaching, accepted what he didn't do well. He is living in the world of what he can do. And I got to tell you right now that I was wrong.
What?
The dude is playing. Now, it's a small sample size against the Jets and the Giants.
Yep.
But this dude, if he continues to do this, throw the ball deep, outside the numbers, this is where he lives. You can't throw the ball any better than that. And Russell Wilson was has been the last two games has been the difference.
Listen,
yeah, he throws some caveats in there, and then the part that he's dead wrong about is that the last 2 years in Denver were atrocious. I don't know what he's talking about. Russell Wilson last year had a five-game stretch. I'm going to read you some numbers here, Wonder Twin. He beat five playoff teams in a row, and he threw nine touchdowns, no interceptions, with a passer rating over 100. He beat Green Bay, 20 of 29, 200 yards, touchdown, no picks, 100 rating. He beat Kansas City. They never do that in Denver. I'm talking about the Broncos. But the game was in Denver. 12 of 19, three touchdowns, no picks, 120 rating. I guess that's atrocious in Stink's world. Buffalo on a Monday night against Josh Allen and the Bills. Very good team back when their defense was healthy last year, or relatively so. 24 of 29, 193, two touchdowns, no picks, two fourth quarter drives to win the game, and a 117.4 rating. Minnesota the next week, 27 of 35, 259, touchdown, no picks, 106.7 rating. And finally, Cleveland against that great, historically amazing Browns defense. They win 29 to 12. He goes 13 of 22, 92 passer rating. Plus, he runs the ball for 34 yards and a touchdown, including a 19-yard run. That's atrocious. That's really the word he used. He still thinks that's true. What is he talking about? Wilson finished with 26 touchdowns, eight interceptions, one of the better passer ratings in the whole NFL. In an organization where the coach hates him and the rest of the organization was working against him. All of that. But I guess in Stink's world, that was atrocious. But at least now he says he was wrong about Wilson. Thank you, Limits. Top of the hour. Ben Roethlisberger had an interesting take on the Steelers offense. I'm just going to leave it there. I was going to give a little minor tease to that, but I'll leave it there. I think a surprising take on the Steelers offense, and we're going to hear about that in just a minute. The 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Let's go to the card of the week. Listen to this show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's card of the week from the Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry Contest. Run every Wednesday through Friday, right around noon at the 937thefan.com contesting page. Limits, do you have a guest on the card of the week?
I'm going to say Marc-Andre Fleury, Joe, for being honored last night at the game.
I mean, where else would we go? All of a sudden, I can't even remember the Steelers game the other night. I'm drawing complete blanks on it. Oh, I'm going to go with a Calvin Austin card and a Fleury card. General, how are you today?
Gentlemen, good morning. Good to see you. Thanks for having me. You're both on fire today. We'd be remiss if we didn't honor Marc-Andre Fleury tonight after returning to the Berg for the last time. So we're going to go primarily with the 2003 Topps Marc-Andre Fleury rookie card. Can you believe that's 21 years ago? That's amazing.
And I was in Nashville that day. That's where the draft was, in Nashville, Tennessee. Marc-Andre Fleury, the first overall pick. He looked like he was 7 years old, General. Go ahead.
I got to tell you that we have, outside of people that wear black and gold, and maybe even rivaling that, we still sell more Fleurys than anybody.
Really?
It's amazing. It's a cult following. Like, and I think the niceness and the quality of man that he is also contributes to that. That people have so many fond memories of him that
it's
we
nice.
Still sell Fleurys. I keep Fleury in the Pittsburgh section to this day because of that.
It's nice to be nice to the nice. Frank Burns said that on MASH one time, General. Are you saying that you sell more Fleury cards than Crosby or Geno?
No, I'm saying I sell more Fleury cards than anybody than like the big three. And that's
okay.
Unprecedented when someone leaves. Typically, it tapers off to nothing. And Fleury still rivals those guys. He's not surpassed, but especially with hockey players, young players, goalies obviously in particular, we get more requests for Fleury than any non-Penguin, and I think people in their hearts still consider him a Penguin.
Holy bird milk. All right, who else do you have?
Let's throw in Calvin Austin also, and I didn't do this to patronize your guesses. I have both of these cards laying in front of me because we'd be remiss if we didn't go with a Calvin Austin autographed rookie card.
Oh, my gosh.
After showing us the flashes on Monday night, we got two touchdowns. I got a select autographed Calvin Austin III card.
That's the General Patton, Jeff Patton from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry, right around noon today through Friday. You go on our website and our contesting page for a chance to win those cards. I've never done this before, General. May I at least make a request for a third card to add to that?
You sure can.
To me, and I think to a lot of people, Jack St. Ivany became a hero last night by saying, screw it, I'm going to jump over the bench and defend Sidney Crosby here and fight. And that's what he did. And I respect that. I know a lot of former Penguins who respected that. I bet you Sidney Crosby did too. He's probably going to get in trouble, St. Ivany, from the league today. There were six players on the ice when he jumped over the bench. But, man, it's about damn time somebody did that, like years' worth of time.
In the current climate of our world, it is one of the redeeming factors in hockey that there is a level of loyalty to your teammates that still is prevalent. And as soon as he gets a card, we'll add it. It might have to be future compensation, but we'll put it in with his package.
A card to be named later.
He doesn't have a card yet, but...
that's sad. Go ahead.
When he gets one, he gets in here.
It should be a card of him fighting from last night. The card should be him fighting from last night. General, you're a wonderful man, and thank you.
After all, it is Starkey's card of the week, so feel free to add anytime.
I appreciate it, man. See ya.
Have a good week.